trees, Kerio Valley Development Authority, KVDA, has embarked on a program to improve forest cover in the degraded water towers in the semi-arid lands within West Pequot County. Through the massive tree seedling distribution and planting of more than 300,000 of assorted tree seedlings, the authority intends to enhance environmental restoration in the identified areas. The project is expected to have a profound impact on biodiversity, as the introduction of diverse tree species can enhance habitat quality and support various ecosystems in the region. The authority focuses on engaging more than 200 learning institutions and 1,000 farmers in this financial year, not only to promote environmental stewardship, but also foster awareness about the importance of reforestation and sustainable practices in the semi-arid zones within the county. KVDA Managing Director Sami Naporos, who presided over the program's launch at Nazokul Primary School on Tuesday, said the move aims to address several pressing issues, including drought and climate change, as well as promote livelihoods. The initiative seeks to promote establishment of woodlots in the region, which will enhance local livelihoods by providing a sustainable source of income through the sale of timber and other forest products, stated Naporos. He further noted that the approach will not only support economic development, but also contribute to environmental sustainability by increasing tree cover, which can help mitigate the impact of climate change and improve resilience against drought conditions. "We are working to achieve the 10% forest cover, a requirement aimed at mitigating the effects of global warming," KVDA MD Naporos maintained. He clarified that the authority will enhance planting trees in all the four constituencies of West Pequot County. He said that they target to plant 1.5 million tree seedlings across six counties in the North Rift region, an effort which he said will improve livelihoods while fostering a healthier ecosystem in the region. Mr. Naporos highlighted the value of community involvement in the initiative, urging residents to participate actively in tree planting efforts to ensure long-term benefits for both the environment and their economy. "For every one tree cut, plant two to increase the forest cover to help control soil erosion that has destroyed land in the area. It will help youth get income and employment for them, not to rely on white-collar jobs. We want to make the environment pollution-free," he urged. The MD noted that through community involvement and education, the program seeks to build a culture of stewardship for the land and resources, thereby ensuring the long-term success and sustainability of the area. KVDA Chairperson Mark Chesagon emphasized the importance of strategic tree planting among farmers. He urged farmers to select appropriate tree species for specific locations, particularly focusing on escarpments that are vulnerable to landslides. He said that the tree planting program is in line with the president's directive of planting 15 billion trees by 2030 across the country. "We are planting avocados and mangoes, which do very well. We have done vetting in schools and communities for those to be involved in tree planting," he said. He said they are greatly involved in building capacity and discouraging wanton cutting down of trees for firewood, and instead encourage the sustainable harvesting of trees. He noted that they are educating farmers on the importance of planting trees. "They will be able to understand the benefits they derive from planting trees, which include economic, social, environmental and emotional benefits. We should desist from this culture of destroying trees. When you harvest mature trees and plant more, the environment remains stable," he said. Mr. Chesagon noted that the program will rejuvenate trees on slopes and mountainous areas to reduce soil erosion and degradation. He added that the ambitious plan being undertaken at whatever cost will avoid further calamities occasioned by landslides. "We must put measures in place to avert the calamities severally witnessed, claiming human lives and destruction of property," he added. KVDA Director Simon Kalekum urged teachers to protect trees planted. Kalekum mentioned that they intend to plant 4,000 mangoes in Segor, Chepereria, Kacheliba, and last year 130,000 trees were planted. Cecilia Ringige, Nazokul primary head teacher, said that they have planted 3,000 trees and the move will help them in conserving the environment. Residents lauded the project, observing that it has been a long time since people were engaged in tree planting drives, and there is 1 acre of public land that needs tree planting.